Hey, it's time to talk with Jimmy Carter and get the real nitty-gritty from Music City. Good morning, Jimmy.
If we could only give you the real nitty-gritty, but we'll give you what we got. Doris Day died yesterday. She was 97. America's sweetheart in the 50s. She was the number one box office draw. You know, when you have someone that big, they get older, and they're always trying to find someone that's the new Doris Day or the new Kevin Costner or the new Leo DiCaprio. That's an ongoing process in Hollywood. Reba McEntire was looked at by Warner Brothers for a lot of different things. She did do a cheesy movie called Tremors, but where they really found, you know, that Broadway ended up with her in Annie, Get Your Gun. That was Reba McEntire. She was Annie, Get Your Gun.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't quite the country Doris Day, but they were looking hard for people like her. Carrie Underwood's another one, but she just doesn't show any acting, you know, chops. Reba was so vivacious, and she still is. She's got a lot of different angles on her, no doubt about it. Former President Jimmy Carter resting comfortably, they say, after hip surgery, after he fell down and broke his hip on Monday. Usually with someone that age, you know, it seems like it's more of a concern. They're not acting like it's that big a deal. He's 92. He wants to go turkey hunting. It runs out the end of the week.
You know what? In the funny thing about that, and it's not funny, but I mean, when I heard that, the first thing I thought of was he was probably building a house for someone and fell off the ladder.
Yeah.
I don't know
or
what.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But he's such an active man, you know, in his 90s for sure. Mm-hmm. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan. They've been offered deals, but no deals are done. American Idol has been confirmed. And we know that Ryan Seacrest, he's on a long-term deal, so he's in. But it could be a new judging panel if these folks don't sign. The show is too expensive based on the ratings and the audience that it pulls in. Maybe in the old ratings, they could have paid somebody like Carrie $25 million, but it doesn't work now. So they're asking for pay cuts. Most artists don't take pay cuts. We'll see if they do or not. Luke is going to perform on the final show. That's coming up Sunday night, May 19th. Kane Brown's going to be there, Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay. John Party's going to sing with finalist Lane Hardy. I think Dan and Shay are with finalist Madison Vandenberg. Kane Brown's with, I don't know her name, A-L-Y-S-S-A. I haven't been watching this show that closely. Alyssa, I guess that's who it is. Casey Musk, I did watch The Voice all last night, though. Very talented group of people, but the guy that sang the Donny Hathaway song, I don't see how he doesn't win. He's got the best voice. Casey Musgraves refused to do a shoey. Have you ever done a shoey?
A shoey, no.
What? That's an Australian deal where you drink booze from your shoe. She said, no, thank you.
No.
I'd have had some stanky feet. Maybe she just wanted to do it. The Country Music Association going to take some people overseas called Introducing Nashville Tour this fall. Danielle Bradbury, Devin Dawson, Travis Denning, Chris Lane, Rachel Wamack, all stars of tomorrow. They'll start their show October 10th in Oslo, Norway. And to no one's surprise, the fastest rising song in country music is Luke Combs, and Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. That's a packed list you had there.
It was a packed list today.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for that, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.